Good morning. We have been talking about giving a preference based on the Medrash when you have the ability to buy and sell, and you have a choice between two people, two businesses, that you should go with the quote-unquote Jewish-owned business versus the non-Jewish-owned business. And our question today, in order to clarify this, is does this apply to every Jewish-owned business, or are we talking specifically about an observant Jew who owns a business, who is transacting business, that we give him the preference? And if that is the case, the preference is somebody who is observant, somebody who is frum versus a non-Jew. How about if you have a Jew who is non-observant? Does he have a preference over somebody who is not Jewish? So we're going to have to answer those two questions, critical questions for the topic that we are talking about. So the basis of our discussion here is a medrash, v'chisimkor amimkor l'amitecha, etc. So when you're buying, when you're selling to your amitecha, and the focus here is, what does that word amitecha mean? Does it mean that somebody who is Jewish, or does it mean something else? So in fact, in another two contexts, the Gemara does say that amitecha is somebody specifically who is observant, somebody who is a Shomer Torah mitzvah. So there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Taf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, on the Pasuk, V'lotonu Isha Samito, you should not be engaged in Ona'a, a person versus his Amito. Ona'a, various forms of unfair business practices, overcharging. So the Gemara there makes a drasha. What is Amito? Am She'itcha B'Torah Uve Mitzvahs Al Tonehu. If you are dealing with somebody who is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, be sure not to engage in these business practices. So we see from that Gemara and Baba Metzia that when we have that word amito or amitacha, that is defined not broadly as somebody who is Jewish, but somebody who is a Shomer Torah mitzvah, somebody who adheres to the requirements and mitzvahs of the Torah. And the second context is the Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, on the Pasuk, Betzedek Tishbetu Amitecha, the same word, Amitecha. And there as well, the Gemara says, what's Amitecha? Am She'itcha B'Torah of a Mitzvah. So it's talking about somebody who is a Shomer Torah and Mitzvah. So we do see two Gemaras defining this word Amito, Amitecha, as not broadly as somebody who is in your Am, broadly as somebody who's Jewish, but somebody who is together with you, is a Shomer Torah U'mitzvah. So based on that, the Tshuvas Piske Uziel says that the same thing would apply in our context, that the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash tells us that when you're transacting business, buying or selling, and you have a choice between somebody who's quote-unquote Jewish and non-Jewish, it's not that it's somebody who's Jewish versus non-Jewish, it's somebody who is observant. This is not discriminatory versus somebody who is not observant, somebody who is not Jewish. That is not the case. This is simply looking at the words of the Pasuk. And when it says Amitecha or Amito, that is a mitzvah, or that is an inyan, or that's a halacha, that applies somebody to his, somebody who fits in with the definition of Amitecha. And that is somebody who is Am She'itcha B'mitzvah, somebody who is a Shomer Torah U'mitzvah. So based on that, the Piskei Uziel concludes that this whole priority preference is not prioritizing somebody who is Jewish versus not Jewish, but prioritizing somebody who is a Shomer Torah mitzvah versus everyone else. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says the same thing, and the Tshuvas van Hagos from Moshe Sternbach, he also says the same thing. Many poskim say the same thing. And he adds on a story from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish was very strict to purchase only from somebody who was a Shomer Torah mitzvah. And when he would send somebody to a pharmacy to buy medicine for him, he would tell the person who was going, be careful, only buy it from a Shomer Shabbos individual, a Shomer Shabbos owned business, even though that store was further away from the non-Shomer Shabbos owned business pharmacy. There was a closer business, so closer pharmacy, owned by somebody who was a Mechal al Shabbos, somebody who would profane Shabbos in public. And he said, I need you to go and fulfill the halacha, fulfill the mitzvah of buying from somebody who is observant, because it says when you are buying, when you're selling, it should be miyad amitacha, kisikne, it should be miyad amitacha, which is from somebody who is a shomer Torah mitzvah. So there we have it, a very important klal, very important principle in our discussions, that this priority, the preference is given to somebody who is am she'itcha b'mitzvahs, amitacha is am she'itcha b'mitzvahs, somebody who is a shomer Torah mitzvahs, but the priority is not to somebody who is Jewish, but not a shomer Torah mitzvahs. So that begs our second question. How about if you have somebody who is not observant, he's mechalo Shabbos b'farhesia, and you can buy from him or a non-Jew, and it could be the prices are equal or the distance are equal, whatever, it doesn't matter the situation. Do you have to buy, is there a preference to somebody who is non-observant over somebody who is non-Jewish? So the Tshuvas Machane Chaim says that somebody who's mechalo Shabbos b'farhesia, somebody who's profane Shabbos in public, is a mumar lekol haTorah kula. That is somebody who is on the status of disregarding and violating the entire Torah, and he's not included in the phrase of amitacha. He's not included in this preference of giving business to him. And accordingly, if you have a choice between somebody who's not Jewish and a Jew who is a mumar, so that's a Jew who is, for example, mechal Shabbos in public, there is no concept, there's no obligation, there's no requirement to give a business priority to the Jew versus the non-Jew. It doesn't exist, because this whole concept is for someone who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Now, the Machane Chaim, truth be told, he was talking about somebody who profanes Shabbos in public. But what happens if you have a Jew who is not doing that? Or he doesn't know, he's a Tinok Shenishba. He doesn't know the concept of Shabbos. He's innocent in that sense that he's violating Shabbos, not because he knows what Shabbos is, but he has no clue. He's never been educated, doesn't have any exposure as to what Shabbos is. Still, do we say that because he is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, although he's parv, he's not doing it on purpose, but he's still not keeping the mitzvahs, do we say that he would have a priority maybe over buying from a non-Jew? So the Tshuva Shraga HaMeir says that even if you have a Jew who is considered a Tinok Shenishba, Tinok Shenishba is literally a Jew that grew up in captivity. He grew up on a desert island, and he had no exposure whatsoever to Judaism, to observant Judaism, to Torah Judaism, no connection whatsoever, because he simply had no exposure. That's considered a Tinok Shenishba. And we have many concepts that apply to a Tinok Shenishba and questions. You include him in a minyan. Can you give him an aliyah? Because he's really an innocent person. He didn't know otherwise, didn't know better. But when it comes to our halacha, the Tshuva Shraga HaMeir says that our giving a priority to somebody based on the word amitacha applies only to somebody who is am she'itcha b'Torah mitzvah, somebody who is a Torah observant Jew. But if you have somebody who's not Torah observant, even if it's because he's a Tinok Shenishba, he's innocent, he didn't have any exposure to Torah whatsoever, still, we just look at the language. This halacha, this concept, this preference, this priority applies only to somebody who is observant, somebody who is am she'itcha b'mitzvahs, and the Tinok Shenishba is not somebody who is am she'itcha b'mitzvahs. And even if you have somebody who's a Tinok Shenishba, Jew, but he's a Tinok Shenishba, he's not Torah observant and a non-Jew, there would be no concept of it giving a priority to the Jew over the non-Jew, because this whole preference applies only, once again, only to somebody who is sha'am she'itcha b'mitzvahs, and everyone else is grouped together. And it applies if you're observant. It doesn't apply if you're not observant, and there are no priorities versus the observant class. The group of people who are observant, they get the priority, but nobody else has this priority and preference. Have a wonderful day.